I wanted to tell you, but you weren't there.
These are the stories that I wish you heard. On how I got over him. And you wonder how it happened. How you jumped heartfirst off a skyscraper and into the stranger's bed. How you trusted his words, the little they meant, the iceberg you imagined he implied. He looks at you and you think that he sees you. You think he listens to you, but he just hears you. He draws cartoon hearts on your dirty dishes and you start to believe it could be that easy. That you could just meet somebody and begin your happy ever after. It couldn't be that easy. Nothing ever is. And you wonder how it happened. How you woke up one day with your heart caving in. How he threw you away like a discarded syringe, use once and destroy. You pray that the hours will be more merciful. That the hands on the clock would start telling time and stop measuring how long it's been since you last saw his sullen eyes or heard his beautiful voice. You type furiously into your phone, praying for the courage to hit send. You draft questions laced with accusations. Where are you? Why did you go? Did you really love me? You are asking the wrong questions. Or rather, you are asking the wrong person. Where did I go? Where have I gone? Why didn't I love myself? And you wonder how it happened. How you thought that the world would stop spinning the day he walked away. How you couldn't find the strength to put one leg in front of the other, and then that leg in front of the other. But the world kept its axis, and you too found the courage to crawl. You prop yourself up, and you start to walk. You gain momentum, and you run. You close your eyes, and you fly. You thought it would all end the day he said goodbye, but it didn't. It couldn't. Maybe you just don't know your own strength. And you wonder how it happened. How you could love someone so deeply and so irrevocably one instance, but feel nothing the next. How you see him one day and it doesn't feel like anything. You put a hand over your heart and find it's still beating, still keeping tune to a song, except this time he doesn't know the words anymore. This time he cannot hum along. And so you look, no, you stare at him. You pick at the scab that was your love. You will him to look back at you, and he does, but he pretends he doesn't see you. And he keeps walking away, and that should wound you, but it doesn't. It doesn't. Why doesn't it hurt anymore? Here's how it happened. Here's how you walked away from the car crash that was your life. Science tells you that the heart is the hardest working muscle in your body, that it pumps out 71 ounces of blood every beat, that it could beat 3 billion times in a person's life, that even as you weep, you sleep, you breathe, you eat, it beats, and it beats, and it beats. That 71 ounces of I could have loved you. That 71 ounces of he's not coming back. That 71 ounces of I don't love you anymore. That 71 ounces of I choose to love myself instead. That 71 tiny ounces of the 213 billion ounces you'll ever pump out in your entire life. And so you watch him walk away. Like he did 5 months ago. Like nothing ever happened. Like it was the easiest thing in the world. And you move on with the rest of your day because it doesn't sting as much or even at all. He's just a boy you loved who left you. Just a mistake among many, many, many wonderful mistakes. My heart has wasted enough ounces beating for the wrong person. today, these 71 ounces are all for me. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's story. If you'd like to join the discussion, you can become a storyteller by answering this question. Tell me about a time you chose to love yourself over someone else. Record a 1-minute answer on Anchor at anchor.fm/cityboy/message. If you don't have an Anchor account or just need a little more than 1 minute, send me a voice message on Facebook by messaging my page at facebook.com/thestoriesiwishyouheard. Or you can send me an email at cityboy@icloud.com. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Come back next week when we feature another story on The Stories I Wish You Heard.